We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dr. Roto joining us now. Time for Fantasy Frenzy. Created drroto.com. Also host on XM Fantasy Sports Radio. Doc, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Good. So here we are almost at the, I guess, halfway point of the season, so to speak. Getting close, at least. Who have been the biggest fantasy surprises so far in terms of good production?
Well, Najee Harris. I mean, He's been a top three player. I mean, he's been fantastic. What's not to like there? I think Mac Jones has been surprisingly good. Out of all the rookie quarterbacks, I would argue that he's been the best. I think Trevor Lawrence, on the other hand, has been a real disappointment. So, we all thought that he was going to be the next generational quarterback, and we haven't really seen that yet. So, and finally, the Bears. Allen Robinson, just a big disappointment to everybody. So I would start with those guys right there.
This week, man, you see the Cardinals. Boy, they got to be sticking their chests out. I mean, I've rarely seen a line like this. 17.5. Just, man, by the way Kyler Murray is playing, this could be a big week for Kyler Murray.
Well, how about the DeAndre Hopkins revenge narrative?
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
You know he's going to want to put up 102 touchdowns against his team. If Bill O'Brien was there, it might be 4 touchdowns. So I'm with you guys. I mean, the Cardinals, look, they're playing great football. They really are. They're doing what we thought they could do, and Kyler Murray is a top three quarterback in this league. He's been sensational. So this is not a mirage. This is real deal stuff here.
I see Chiefs, Titans, and eventually, the Titans got really played defensively much better than I thought they'd play against the Bills. I'll be honest. They didn't have a pass rush all season long, and Joshua was off that night. Now they play Mahomes, and I know the rushing attack has not been great, but I think Mahomes bounces back this week.
Yeah, for sure. So the Tennessee Titans do one thing very well. They stop the tight end. They're one of the top two or three best teams in the league as opposing tight ends. So this won't be a Kelsey week, but this will be a wide receiver week because they're one of the two or three worst teams against opposing wide receivers. Tyreek Hill feasts. Mecole Hardman feasts. DeMarcus Robinson might even find the end zone. So Mahomes goes for at least 325 yards and two or three touchdowns this week. Play your Chiefs. The only way the Titans stop this onslaught is if Derrick Henry runs for another 150 yards and two touchdowns.
Joe Mixon in Cincinnati, he's kind of the spark plug for me to that team. I think he's a guy that he takes a little bit of pressure off of Burrow, and he gives Joe a little bit extra time to throw the football because you got to be cognizant of Joe Mixon. Now they play the Ravens this week, and looking at stats, they 26th in tackling after a guy gets into the open field. If you can get Mixon rolling here, man, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase might have a big day against Baltimore.
Yeah, I think it comes down to Cincinnati's line play. Yep. Not just the offensive line, but the defensive line. The offensive line has to give Burrow time, and they have to open holes for Mixon. At the same time, that defensive line has to stop Lamar. Now, the Cincinnati has played so much better this year. I don't know if you guys watched last week.
Yep.
The Lions had a big goose egg going into the fourth quarter. So, I mean, the Bengals are playing better defensively, but I think they have to open up the playbook a little bit. They've got to throw the ball a little bit. They've got to run to set up the play action. Mixon is key. He's got to get his 20 carries. If they do that, they might be able to pull off an upset here.
Dr. Roto, Fantasy Frenzy here. Doc, how much should fantasy owners be rushing out to try to grab Deshaun Watson, considering there might be a trade this week?
Well, look, I think if the trade is going to happen, I think Miami, when there's smoke, there's fire, guys. And Miami's been talking about him for a while. They're not happy with Tua. I can guarantee you that. I live in South Florida. They're not happy. They want Watson. The owner wants Watson. The problem is this. Even if they get Watson, is he going to be able to play? I don't know. I think he might be, but it all depends on the NFL. It depends on, you know, they're waiting. It's not going to get to the courts till after the season. So there could be a chance he gets out there, but it is the right fit. It's where Watson wants to be. And look, the Texans are never going to play him. He's never playing again for the Texans. It's like Ben Simmons is not playing for the Sixers. I don't care what anybody tells you.
Right.
So they need to get Watson out of there.
Well, especially after he pulled the mental illness thing today. That's a serious deal. Yeah. Okay, so I guess my question would have been, hey, should you go rush out and hold on to him? Because you got to feel like, and Mike brought this up earlier, the Dolphins wouldn't be in hot pursuit if they didn't already have a conversation with the league office about what the future could hold for Deshaun Watson.
Well, look, I don't disagree with that. I think that they're looking for the angles. They need something. They need a spark in there. Tua is not the player they thought he was. Now, Tua, I've heard rumors of a three-team trade where Tua ends up in Washington, because I can tell you for a fact, I'm very good friends with Aaron Wilson, and I know the Texans really don't want Tua. Right, they don't think he's the answer either. So, look, I think that Watson has to get moved, and I think with a three-team trade, maybe Texans can get as much back as they want. But Watson wants to be in Miami. Miami wants him. I'm sure they've done their homework.
Doc, your thoughts on the Monday night game with the 49ers with Justin Fields at quarterback. And the Colts defense has been a mixed bag, but they're aggressive. You know, they get after you pretty good, and which normally doesn't mean good for a quarterback. But Justin, man, he's flirted with it. You can see the talent that he has out on that football field.
Well, Fields is playing the Buccaneers, and Trey Lance.
Trey Lance is the guy.
I don't know whether we know for sure that Lance is playing. It could still be Jimmy G. I don't think that's been determined yet, and I'm watching that very carefully, because the 49ers are playing a whole lot better with Jimmy G than they are with Trey Lance right now. So I'm actually looking at both games, guys. I think Fields has to step up.
I think
it's Lance. They both have to start throwing the ball more accurately. These are great athletes, but they are not great quarterbacks yet. There's a difference. Jalen Hurts is the same thing. This is a great athlete, but are you telling me throwing for 115 yards against the Buccaneers? Are you kidding me?
No.
When Matt Ryan throws for 300, what does that tell you?
The other thing, Doc, is that to me, I feel much better about Trey, because I see as the season goes along, he's got some games certainly late in the season. Now, I don't know, because 49ers can't lose too many more because of where they're at. But, man, he could be a guy that, you know, kind of once everything settles down, that the schedule really favors him late in the year.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe it's Atlanta, Houston, Tennessee, and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Does it get any better than that? So, yes, I think Trey Lance could be a league winner for somebody, but he's got to step it up. Look, you can run for 70 yards and a touchdown, but you got to throw for 250 and a touchdown. That's what makes Lamar so great. Lamar's throwing for 250 and a touchdown, and then he's running for another 100. So it's when these guys throw for 180 and no touchdowns, that's when it hurts you.
Doc, there's been a lot of rumors, and the Saints have been sort of connected with it, that the Colts would like to move Marlon Mack. And I know some people picked him sort of on the back end because of who they have as a starting running back. Your feelings on Marlon Mack, or it just really depends on where he ends up?
I think it depends on where he ends up. I think he's a good player, and I think he's deserving of being a starter in this league. I don't know if it's going to be with the Saints. I don't see that one, but I could be very wrong. I think Cleveland makes a lot of sense. I think, you know, I could see the Giants making
some
sense.
The 49ers.
There's a lot of teams who could use Marlon Mack. So if I'm the Colts, and the Colts are very well run, they have one of the best front offices in the league, they're not going to make a bad deal. Probably everybody's offering a fifth-round pick. You watch. Marlon Mack will end up going for a third.
Whoa.
Dr. Roto, a.k.a. Doc, created drroto.com, host on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. Doc, who are you trading for, if you can?
Who am I trading for? Well, I'm trading for Najee Harris, first of all.
Yeah.
I'm a top three player. I'll tell you that straight
up. How about
up.
The Giants' defense this week?
Well, so I'll tell you this. Here's one of my favorite plays of the week, DJ Moore.
Yep.
Did you see what Cooper Kupp did to the Giants' defense?
Exactly. Exactly.
Just put DJ Moore's jersey on him and watch him go. That guy, I mean, and Moore was terrible last week. So you know he's going to want to play better. So I just think that's a game where people are down on Moore. He didn't look good. He dropped a lot of passes. Now he's playing against the Giants. Everybody plays well against the Giants. I think he's a lock button this week.
Yeah, that's what, you know, kind of my thoughts. That the Panthers might get all of a sudden better playing that Giants defense. It didn't happen here when they played the Saints. But I got a feeling maybe Sam Darnold and DJ, they'll connect enough and they'll get a little bit better against the Giants.
Yeah, I do too. If they win by 10, wouldn't shock me one bit.
Dr. Roto, a.k.a. Doc, created drroto.com, host on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. Doc, always a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you.
Thank
guys.
You, Doc.
Take care now.
All right, we'll come back. Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints, is next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.